This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and we begin, as usual, with the healthcare debate upon Capitol Hill and specifically in the U.S. Senate. Over the past few days, at the instruction of the White House, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid has made concessions in order to try and attract the votes of the final reluctant Democrats to end debate on the Senate healthcare bill and move to a final up or down vote. Joe Lieberman, the independent Democrat of Connecticut, and Ben Nelson, the Democrat from Nebraska, have been the most reluctant to go along, although Lieberman reportedly on Tuesday at the White House announced he would support the bill so long as the public option is out and the buy-in to Medicare is off the table as well. Ben Nelson still waiting to see if there can be any progress made over language in the bill that would protect taxpayer dollars from going to fund abortions. Meanwhile, former Governor of Vermont Howard Dean, who's also the former chairman of the Democratic Party and a big supporter of the public option and even the single payer, says on MSNBC's Countdown with Keith Olbermann that at this point, the Senate bill is not worth supporting. He wants them to scrap it and start over.
The issue is, are we going to have real health care reform or are we not? And evidently we're not. But we still got to fight for it. And this isn't the end of the fight. This is a terrible disappointment. It's a disappointment to the American people. It's a disappointment to all of us who've worked so hard for real reform.
New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner, also a strong supporter of the public option and the single payer, is also saying he's fed up with compromising and watering down this bill so that it doesn't really accomplish what he and his liberal colleagues hope that it accomplishes. He says he's made enough deals.
I've already compromised my compromise, and I'm now here asking to be compromising again. Look, many of us believe that you've got to take on the health insurance companies head on with an expanded public plan like Medicare for More Americans.
Weiner actually may be partially responsible for the fact that the buy-in to Medicare is now off the table because he boasted a few days after it was proposed that that was actually more robust of a public option than the public option. Nonetheless, Congressman Weiner says the more that Senate Democratic leaders water down this bill from the liberal perspective, the more solid core Democrats are taking a second look at whether or not they want to support this thing.
This is not really compromised for one important reason. Every Republican has said they want no bill. And too many of these Democrats that really are holding us hostage for their position, in the case of Senator Lieberman, he was the one that proposed the Medicare buy-in and even he flipped. So we don't even know who we're negotiating against at this point, but it certainly doesn't seem to be anything more than pushing more of us off the boat with every vote.
The latest polling shows a continued strong trend against this Democratic health care bill. Only 32% in the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll say they want the current health care bill to become law. 47% say they are strongly against the bill. Republicans, of course, have been against the Democratic approach to health care all along. They say there's a much better market-based approach that will require far less spending and far less government intrusion to improve the system. Also speaking on MSNBC, Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele says that the Democrats are on the wrong path here and that we do need to start over with everyone at the table.
And so, yeah, let's slow this thing down and try to get in front of it instead of being steamrolled over by it and the leadership's approach to try to get something done. Rahm Emanuel himself said to Representative Conyers, just send us anything so we can, you know, just pass anything so we can claim victory. Is this the kind of way we want to do health care? I don't think so. So the American people saying this isn't the bill, slow the Republicans are saying because it isn't the bill the American people want, slow the process down, and now let's reconvene and get all the parties at the table who haven't been at the table to talk about real health care reform.
And Republicans certainly are slowing down the process up on Capitol Hill today. That's because Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn late this morning ordered that an entire amendment, 767 pages offered by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, be read word for word into the record. Usually that's dispensed with and no one minds, but in order to slow down the process, Coburn has ordered that be read into the record. So now Democratic leaders find themselves boxed into a corner on both sides. Republicans say their approach to health care is a non-starter, and some liberals say that the leadership is watering down this bill too far to make it effective. West Virginia Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller taking issue with both sides. First of all, slamming Michael Steele and the Republicans.
The Republicans have been saying not so fast for about 50 or 60 years on health care. And I love it when Michael Steele and the Republicans, whenever I hear the word going forward, that means to me they're going backwards.
But Senator Rockefeller also had some choice words for former Governor Howard Dean.
It's nonsense. And it's irresponsible. And coming from him as a physician, it's stunning, and he's wrong.
And then speaking also on MSNBC, Senator Rockefeller was asked why he disagreed with former Governor Dean's assertion that the bill was no longer worth passing.
So what do I do? Do I take my football and run home and sulk and complain and or hold out for $100 million for something in West Virginia? No. I look at the entire bill. I say, what is in the general interest of the people of my state and the people of America? And then I vote. In my case, I'm going to vote yes.
The reading of the amendment into the record as ordered by Senator Coburn could take up to midnight tonight. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, the number two Democrat in the upper chamber, says that's a major problem, not just for health care reform, but for passing the defense appropriations bill in a timely fashion.
The bill that we want to move to immediately is obviously the Department of Defense appropriation bill. It is a bill we expect to receive this afternoon or early this evening from the House, and we want to move to this because we have very little time. If the Republicans insist, as they have in the past, for us to go through all of the procedural hurdles for the consideration of the Department of Defense appropriation bill because of this tactic of delaying the floor activity for a day, it will force it into the earliest Saturday night.
Why that's the case is unclear, since the amendment would be finished being read into the record by midnight Thursday morning. Meanwhile, Senator Durbin says it's our troops and our mission that will suffer if this delay continues.
What's at stake here? Well, how about the fact that we have literally tens of thousands of our best and bravest at war in Afghanistan and Iraq? Funding of $10.1 billion for operations and maintenance for the military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
At the very same time Senate Democrats are making that case, we find out that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is telling Barack Obama that he must press his own case for sending 30,000 additional U.S. forces to Afghanistan because she won't ask House Democrats to pay for it. She says, quote, the president is going to have to make his case. Pelosi says persuading House Democrats to approve a $106 billion spending plan in June to finance the wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan was, quote, definitely the hardest vote of her tenure as Speaker. She said she told Democrats in her request for their support back then that was the last time she would ever ask them to vote for the war. House Democratic leaders will provide briefings on funds for the additional troops, and members will have the information they need to make a decision, she said. But this, for members, is a vote of conscience. Pelosi says she didn't know when the Obama administration would formally ask for the money to finance the additional troops. But all of this talk about the defense appropriations bill is just a smokescreen from the real problem with the health care bill, according to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. He says the reason that so many people are jumping off the ship is because it's just a really bad bill.
The heart of the matter is the $500 billion cuts in Medicare, the $400 billion in tax increases, and the fact that insurance premiums are going to go up dramatically for most Americans. And that is what is not going over with the American people.
On the interview front today, conversations of mine with Illinois Congressman Don Manzullo, as well as California Representative Dana Rohrabacher. Mr. Manzullo represents the district where President Obama has announced he intends to send at least 100 of the Guantanamo Bay detainees, hardened terrorists. Manzullo says he's not worried about a prison break, but he does fear that it could draw radicals to the area. And he says this doesn't close Guantanamo Bay, it just moves it, which means all the frustration, anger, and propaganda directed at Guantanamo Bay will be directed at his home district. That's at RadioAmerica.org and WorldNetDaily.com. Also there, you can find my conversation with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He is outraged at the Democratic proposal for immigration reform. He says all it does is codify a broken system that works to the detriment of the American people. And he says encouraging another flood of illegals into this country to underbid out-of-work Americans for jobs is sinful for our people. That's a direct quote. Again, that's at RadioAmerica.org and WorldNetDaily.com. Also today, Time Magazine announcing the person of the year, Fed Chief Ben Bernanke. And on a sad note, Roy Disney, nephew of Walt Disney, dying today at age 79. He never actually ran the company, but he accumulated so many shares of the firm over the years that he basically called the shots. He forced out Walt Disney's son-in-law in 1984 and then helped to oust Michael Eisner two decades later. Roy Disney dead today at the age of 79. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.